A mighty move of the spirit is coming to the Treasure Coast. Wednesday, July 23rd through Sunday, July 27th, Resurrection Life Family Worship Center is having our 33rd anniversary celebration, and you can't afford to miss it. The theme is Kingdom Authority. Delivering the Word of God will be Prophet Paula Price.
You're the New World Order. It's you. You're the coming kingdom.
Apostle Joseph Prude.
This shall be the day of healing. And I come to restore. I come to give you my encouragement, that I might answer those prayers that you thought I would not answer.
And of course, our very own Apostle Trevor Banks.
Chains are broken. Yokes are destroyed. Enemies are defeated. Now you start seeing like God wants you to see. You start entering into your purpose.
Don't miss this outpouring of God's power like never before. July 23rd through the 27th, Resurrection Life Family Worship Center, the 33rd anniversary celebration. All services will be held at the church, 405 Exoria Avenue in Fort Pierce. For more information, call 772-465-0036. Come learn how to take your kingdom authority.
I'm going to send a quickening anointing. My word's going to come alive in your spirit, and I'm going to perform what I said.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
But no, see, sometimes the world make you think the more available you are, the more popular you get, the more, you know, the more elevated. That ain't the way. Jesus would go through whole towns and not pray for a person. And he loved them, but he was listening to his Father. He wasn't listening to the cry of the crowd. And there were times he'd heal everybody, stay up late into the evening until everybody got healed. But he wasn't just doing it just because he could heal. Amen. And what he had to see when you came was faith. Amen. It was faith that moved him. That's the currency. See, a lot of folks, listen, I say this because there's a lot of gifts in here. And God's going to elevate you to high places. But don't become an enabler. Somebody that doesn't want to do any better, but they know can call on you, and you'll bail them out every time. You'll be there for them every time. God's going to get after you after a while. Because you're stunting their growth. You understand me? Now, I mean, we help one another. We're there for one another. But recognize when someone, you're enabling someone, they ain't trying to do nothing. They ain't looking for no job, but they borrow from you every week. They borrow from you every week, but they ain't looking for no job. Want to lay up on your couch. Your refrigerator empty. They ate your favorite. You come home hungry from lunch, from work. Who been my stuff? That one you've been enabling. Help them. Amen. You know, a guy, that sometimes is the best help. There's a guy came up to my truck last night. I was picking up some food for my wife, and the guy came up to the truck, and he tapped on the window. And I already do. I would put the window down. He said, hey, my wife and I, we've been out in the rain, and we trying to get to something. He said, no, I'm that's not the truth. He said, really, I'm trying to get a pack of cigarettes. And he said, you got a couple of dollars? I said, nope. Amen. At least you told me the truth, though. But no, I ain't got nothing to support your habits. Amen. You know, when I went to pull off, he did one of these numbers. You know, sometimes you just want to give because, no, cigarettes, no. You're killing yourself. Amen. Stop being an enabler. No. Okay, so this is why God raises up a church. Ephesians 3:20 says, now to him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. I believe that's what that says, Ephesians 3:20. The first thing that we want that we have to remember, you know, that word is an interesting word. The word, the preface, re, means to do over, right? We don't use it like this, but you know, when, let's say someone left the church or moved away and then they moved back and came back to the church, they remembered.
Amen.
You see, they remembered.
Amen.
It's important for us to remember who we really are. Because sometimes you forget, you know, sometimes in the heat of battle or something, or in the process of time, if you don't spend the time necessary with the word and with the spirit and with fellowship in that, then you can forget. You can forget who you are. And then when enemy, you know, God forbid, you stop praying or stop reading or stop fellowship in that, then you start to forget. You know, you got a job, you felt like it was a good job, but it keep you out of church all the time now. Can never get to church. And over time, you begin to realize you're forgetting some stuff. Out on that job, you forget who you are. Start cussing people out. I heard somebody say today, I'm a Christian, but I ain't that good a Christian. Why? Why? You're not remembering.
Amen.
See, Peter got away. He started backing up off the Lord.
Yes,
got around folk that started badgering him. See, he said, I no others, you know, forsake you. I'll die with you. Yeah, all right, Peter. And he meant well, but it was fleshly, it was carnal. Time came, he didn't remember who he was. I don't know the man. I don't know him. See, it's something about the Galileans. When she said, your speech betray you. You know, Galileans were not allowed in the temple to read.
Amen.
Because they had there was such something with their accent or the way they spoke. Galileans. That's how they knew. She said, no, you sound like one of them.
Amen.
I mean, you know, this is not a slight on the South, but you know, you know somebody that has been just in the woods, Tennessee. Grew up there, never been outside of there, and then they talk to you. Like, you speaking English? It's just the accent that, you know, that they use on, but they had that type of accent. But Peter said, all right, I'm going to show you I ain't no Galilean. Let me start cussing here. But see, he didn't remember. He remembered after the cock crowed. After that, God let him remember. See, that was part of the transformation. Are y'all hearing? That was part of the processes. So don't ever count yourself out because you messed up. You made a mistake. Something happened. No, that's all part of the process. God is the God of a second chance. Peter was the one that stood up on the day of Pentecost. These men are not drunk as ye suppose, seeing it's but the ninth hour. Huh? And what? 3,000 got saved. So God didn't forsake him, but tell somebody, you got to remember. How much time do you spend remembering who you really are versus what you don't have? Or the condition that you're in? Or what you're facing? How much are you remembering? Wait a minute. You know, think about it. This is why it's so important to get the word in your mouth, on your lips, in your heart. Thanks be unto God that always causes me to triumph. That's the word of God. He didn't say sometimes. He didn't say every now and then. Thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph. Triumph means there's a battle. There's some kind of conflict, some kind of opposition. But he says, he always, somebody say always.
Always.
Tell somebody, you got to remember that. See, in the beginning was the word. And the Word was God, and the Word was with God. We were in the beginning with God. And we were in that Word. And in His image, purpose, not questions, answers. Strategically placed here. So we must endeavor individually and corporately. Pursue until we come to the frequency of who we really are. Who you really are. I'm telling you, it's levels to it. But as you start to pursue that, the enemy knows, I'm going to say it this way, his goose is cooked. See, he can keep you from other stuff, but if you ever come in to know who you are, to where when you pray, heaven moves. See, some people don't know that. They think, well, maybe God heard that. I don't know why God didn't hear that other one. But see, it's a mindset. It's not a feeling. It's not an inspiration. It's a mindset. And the mind is the gate to the supernatural. When your mind is set on that, you can, you know, Pastor Apostle Tony and those guys, they share a lot of testimonies. They bring a lot of stuff back to our remembrance that I had forgotten we had even done there. But so many miracles, so many things happened. And I would think on how I was feeling when I said that. I wasn't feeling nothing. One time in particular, just to stir up your spirit, man. He couldn't travel anywhere. They had arrested him, I think, in Puerto Rico and sent him back because he was going on a one-way ticket or something or other. I forget all the details. And the first time we met, I said, you got to come to the U.S. He said, Pastor, I can't travel. He said, they told me I'll never travel again. I said, what? And we were at the airport. And I'm getting ready to go through the turnstile, you know, to go through security. I said, what do you mean? He explained a little bit. I said, listen. I said, what? Let's pray. God gave me a prayer. I said, Lord, you give blind eyes sight. Now cause eyes that see to be blind. I said, Apostle, go get your visa. I left. Then thunder didn't clap. You know, I didn't see no lightning, and we wasn't shouting in the turn, you know. Wasn't nothing going on. Just prayed that. And he, when he testified, he said, you know, it took him a while. He said, he wasn't going. I called, we talked. He said, ain't going. I said, go. He called him again. A few days later, he hadn't gone. I said, go. He finally got enough courage to go. One of the first ones in there, and he was the last one in the office. Nobody there. Nighttime, they're about to close up. And they cannot find that last flight that he took. That would have caused him not to fly no more. So they had to give him a visa. Yeah. And the guy was so mad at him. When he came out of the booth, he said, Hamilton. And Apostle Tony walked out and he threw his passport at him. He's so mad. They were so disgusted because they couldn't find, and they already knew, but they couldn't find anything. Eyes that see were made blind. And then when he walked out, he said, Hamilton, have a safe flight. Come on, listen. When we start to, that's just a little thing, but when we start to understand that, we're not looking for lightning to strike.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.